Sorry. I'm so sorry. Did you hit record?
No.
This is the worst here ever.
Actually, no. It's not.
Actually, yes.
I think the one I did was worse.
Oh, the one you did by yourself was the worst here ever? We're if you're just now tuning in, we've been experiencing technical difficulties out the wazoo.
Is that the right word? Yeah, it is.
Wazoo?
No, just technical difficulties.
Well, anyway,
seems
we
more.
Think we got it fixed. We hope we got it fixed. We'll know if we got it fixed if somebody calls us and tells us we got it fixed.
Or instant message us at Kill Radio Station.
If you can hear this. So we're going to start over one last time.
Yeah.
We're going to go late so we can play all this wonderful music.
Yeah.
I'm going to replay the song that I just put in there. If you're listening to an archive, none of this makes any sense to you. But anyway, this is you're listening to here on killradio.org. This is James Monahan who sent this to us from let's see. Well, he put here New England, Western Massachusetts, near Northampton, which is not too far from Emily Dickinson's house. That's
nice.
What he put. So now you know exactly where he is. So you can go there and tell him how much you like his music, or you can go to myspace.com/JamesMonahanLive or JamesMonahanLive.com. And here you go. Again, James Monahan. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Life was lonely before I knew. many nights I was alone. Many nights I was alone. Painting of you, a silhouette in time. Preserve the nature of a face of soft fine. A portrait of feelings of spring and prime.
And we're back on here on killradio.org. And that was James Monahan. You can check him out at myspace.com/JamesMonahanLive, as well as www.JamesMonahanLive.com. Name of that track was Portrait of Youth. Thank you for your submission, James. We're going to put the CD in the Kill Radio library, and other DJs will find it and play it and enjoy it as much as we did.
Yep.
You're listening to here on killradio.org. It's Kill Radio's submission show. All the music that gets sent to Kill Radio gets sent to us.
Yes.
And we play it. And we take CDs. We take MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
We take nothing. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
I'm trying to think of the name of the
45s.
Older.
78s.
Older. Wax. Tin can.
Oh, recorded cylinders or something, right?
Yeah, is that what was like before records? What was that?
Records. I love that word. Records.
Records. Before vinyl, it was there was a name. It was like the wax cylinder. Maybe it was wax cylinder. Maybe it's not what I'm thinking of. I don't know. We don't take them. It's not true.
No.
We take CDs and MP3s, and you can get all that information by going to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. Oh wait, I want to take this moment to congratulate ourselves on the incredibly successful benefit concert that we had at the Echo on Thursday.
Yes, we did.
I want to thank the bands who played Anchors for Architects, who we've played on here.
Uh-huh.
Death to Anders, who we've played on here. One Trick Pony, who I know I played on Is Good, and I've had them as a guest on Is Good, as well as Death to Anders. I know you've played them.
I've played them on Close Your Eyes, yeah.
Yes, and Die Rockers Die. And
they were awesome.
Yeah,
they were crazy fun. Like, they were like Filipino aggro.
It was wild.
In the best way possible.
The megaphone.
Bullhorn. Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
And the transmissions.
Of course.
I don't know if everybody knows, but I think that's their last show ever.
Yeah.
In that form, like the band members are going different ways. And it's a shame. It was really tight music. And
I have to say, John, because I hadn't heard all those bands before. And in terms of like five bands, all of them were super strong and unique. Like no one was the weakest link or...
Yeah.
Okay, could these guys please end? No, it wasn't that. I was like, they were great. Everyone was fun and unique and great. And
people turned out. That was the best part.
Yeah,
people came because they wanted to support Kill Radio. People came because they wanted to support the Central Second Collective.
Mm-hmm.
And
people came because they wanted to support their alcoholism.
You know what?
And the Echo does serve
some
nice beer. I was drinking Black and Tans all night.
Too. I had a pita veggie thing.
Yeah, you look like you're eating something really – you were eating Fritos and
healthy.
Hummus.
No, I didn't eat the Fritos, but they were there. Yeah.
I'm addicted to Fritos right now, by the way.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know
Fritos
what happened.
Fritos are like the unwanted redheaded stepchild of all chips, though.
No, I think Cheetos is.
Well, Cheetos is pretty Cheetos weird,
is like...
But Fritos are like – there's no way you could bend Fritos to being being healthy-ish. Like, you know, like potato chips, you go, oh, well, they're baked, you know, or like Cheetos, like, oh, well, dairy is good for you. You know?
No, like, Cheetos you can't at all. Cheetos is the worst. Cheetos is like...
Fritos is definitely worse than Cheetos.
Yeah.
This is important. This is more important than my campaign against breadsticks.
This is more important than all the music we haven't played yet.
Okay, you're right.
And we're 1 hour into the show.
Banter. Okay.
Can I try again?
Yes.
With Skylar?
Do it. Who we met at the LA Music Awards, by the way. Very nice person.
I went by there the other day. It was yesterday, actually. I go, oh, yeah. That was a fun event.
Yeah,
I had nothing else going on in my life, so I reminisce about very little.
Well, we're
that's
going
one
again this
I reminisce
year,
on
for sure.
Yeah, very much so. You ready?
I might even wear pants this time.
Oh, sweet. We're going to play the intro again, and we're going to go into Skylar Stone Street out of Los Angeles. And her MySpace page is myspace.com/SkylarStoneStreet. That's Skylar, S-K-Y-L-E-R, Stone Street, all spelled out. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Disagree, the fingers point right back at me, but it's over, so blame me now.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
John, I think that worked.
I do believe it did. I was in the other room checking the monitors, and we are streaming. We are live. People are hearing it, and that is a good thing.
And since we've erased history, those of you listening to this podcast are not going to understand what we are talking about, and we're not going to tell you.
Correct.
Yes.
So that was Skylar Stone Street, huh?
Skylar Stone Street, local, Los Angeles, myspace.com/Skylar Stone Street, all one word.
Cool.
Yeah, really good. We heard What's a Girl to Do, preceded by Always, and we're back.
Awesome. I have this this cool EP by an artist called Seven Octaves I'm going to play for you. The Seven Octaves is a musician-composer named Kenny McKenzie. Comes to us from New York, and he's a jazz musician. Play with a bunch of cool people doing that, but he says here that his interests venture outside the boundaries of jazz. So let's have a listen. This is you can check out his website, which is kmtrio.com or myspace.com/7octaves. And the name of this album is Snow Frogs. The name of this track I'm going to play for you is called Icy Friends Shaking Hands. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Thank you.
we're back on here on killradio.org. That was Seven Octaves. Snow Frogs, name of the EP. And yes, that's awesome. Check it out. MySpace.com/7octaves. Name of that track was Icy Friends, Shaking Hands. So I was thinking about Icy Friends and Shaking Hands while listening to that. Thank you for sending us this EP all the way from the great state of New York. Which I enjoy.
Yes.
And we'll be putting this in the Kill Radio library for all the other DJs to get their grubby little hands on.
So guess what I had for the first time yesterday?
Wasn't sex.
No. Steak tartare.
Oh.
Never had it before.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why hadn't I had it before?
No, why'd you have it in the first place? Isn't it raw meat?
Yeah, but I wasn't concerned about that. I thought, well, there's a certain restaurant, it's probably good.
Don't you think you should have been concerned about it?
No.
Did you get
your personality? You your personality would be concerned about it, John.
No, not necessarily.
This is textbook.
I've eaten a lot of crazy, crazy shit. I mean, but raw meat, like I love raw fish, but there's something creepier about raw cow that I think is, I don't know. But I guess, was it good?
Yeah, it was really good. It tasted really almost oddly light and healthy. I mean, it just, because it wasn't all cooked and fattened up by oil and stuff, it was great. I was at, do you know, I think it's called Cafe Figaro in Los Feliz Village.
Swanky.
Yeah, I'd never been there before, and I used to live in that neighborhood. And, you know, it used to be this place called Onyx, which was a old coffee house for like 20
Onyx,
years. And that when you sat in the chairs there, you had to immediately go to a chiropractor afterwards. yeah, it was this bohemian coffee house that's now this shishi French place. It's beautiful, too. Have you ever been there?
I've walked by it on my way to Fred 62's. I thought, I should eat there someday.
We all have.
And then I found out that Fred 62's is just as expensive.
Right.
It's just not as good. So I should actually go there.
Yeah, it's good.
Maybe I will
it's
one
really
day.
Good. And have the steak tartare.
And I should have the steak tartare?
And
is it tartare? Or tartar.
I don't know.
Or tartar.
I kept my whole joke when I'm trying to get a waiter. And I don't know the waiter's name. I'll raise my hand and I'll go, teacher, teacher.
You're actually raising your hand right now in the studio.
Yeah, and then our waiter was actually French, and so he was.
So the food must be good.
Well, he served
it. Must be authentic.
Yeah, he served it well. He spoke that dying language, so it was great. No, but at the end, I go when I was ready to pay the bill, I go, teacher. He goes. And he gives it back to him, goes, student. And it was kind of hot.
Creepy. Another creepy Mark Caldwell story on here, killradio.org.
I think this out.
You can go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE and say hello. And you can get all the instructions there for sending us music. We get messages at the Kill Radio MySpace a lot, which is, by the way, myspace.com/kill_radio. And a lot of messages are like, hey, would you listen to my music? Would you like to hear my music? How can we send you your music? And I always send them a message saying, oh, go to our MySpace page for here, and send us music, and we'll play it. And then I always get these like very nice messages back, but not to here, but to the Kill Radio page, saying, okay, I sent it. Let me know, blah, 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 and you know, like continuing the conversation out there, which is cool. But I'm just saying, if you want to submit, go ahead and use the here page.
Please.
And another thing – Don't bother asking if we can
if we'd like to play it.
Don't bother asking and don't bother informing us that we're welcome to download it either. We get a gazillion submissions a day, and our policy is we receive it and we play it. So if you want us to play it, you can send it to us.
Yeah, you don't need our permission. You don't need to see if we like it. We're probably gonna anyways.
Yeah, and we literally don't have the time to go to your page, download it, categorize it, organize it, put it in the playlist.
Right.
And, you know, it's.
But we do have the time to organize it and play it once you send it and go, oh, good, we get to play this.
Right.
We've opened up our stream to the bands.
Actually, we don't even have the time for this conversation. Let's go into more music.
Okay. Is it my turn? Yeah.
I believe it is.
Okay. We're going to go to an artist. Again, Los Angeles. I'm batting 2 for 2 now. Wow. So, artist by the name of Dread Days. MySpace.com/Dread Days. That's Dread and the word Days. This song called Running By. You're listening to here on killradio.org, streaming out of beautiful downtown. Well, no, we're not downtown. Beautiful Silver
Korea Lake.
Korea.
Silvertown.
Silvertown. down.
Korea Lake, Silvertown.
I like Korea Lake. Korea Lake sounds stupid. Don't fade me out. I'm still talking.
I didn't.
Faster, walk the path of truth to be a kung fu master. The Song of Steel rang out through the night. Attack the van and dance of Perry, dance steps to the fight. He was swift with precision that I'd never seen hence. Took up every ounce of skill I had to keep my defense. Gathered all my courage and did away with my fear. Sank my teeth, control my breath and opened my ears. Thought about the hurt and pain, the love and the tears. And then I saw the light, everything came clear. He had a heightened sense of hearing and scent. Had a vigor in his movements, though his back was bent. He said, I hear you breathing, you better repent. Say your prayers, cause the hell is where you're about to be sent. He had a fury like I'd never been seen. Muscles corded in his arms, facial expression was mean. Found my center and prepared, he charged full steam. I spoke a word, I praised the guard and took his head off clean. The terror ended on that cold dark night. A thousand souls avenged, a moonlight fight. Weight had lifted off my soul, something close to a ton. Cleaned my sword and told his corpse, this is the only one. Another fiend defeated, defending the right. Said a prayer and disappeared, melted into the night. If you like this track, check out what's next on the marvelous adventures of the Bravo Flex.
Welcome back.
I am back. I never left.
Good. That was the 905th Brigade out of Toronto, Canada. MySpace.com/KingsCourt905. And again, if you need any of these addresses, you can always instant message us at Kill Radio Station. This is the handle we use here in the station when we're in the studio. Kill Radio Station. You can get any of this information. Again, that was 905th Brigade, a song called Vengeance. They're out of Toronto. MySpace.com/KingsCourt905. Before that, we heard Dread Days, Los Angeles, a song called Running By. MySpace.com/DreadDays.
Is message a word?
What?
Is message a word? You said they could instant message us.
I said message.
No, you didn't. I'm not even saying the message isn't a word. I'm
punching
not saying,
you every no, time you start doing that.
No, I think it is a word. I think because you were saying, you know, it's an instant messenger, so you're instant messaging.
That's what I said. Send us an instant message.
No, you said you can instant message us.
But that isn't what I meant. Maybe my pronunciation wasn't that great.
I'm seriously going to start punching you every time we do this show. I'm asking if it's a word. It might be a word.
No. Remember, that's not what I said.
No, it is what you said, and it was totally appropriate.
I just read this story in The Onion about a guy who corrects everyone's pronunciation every other word, like affidavit and sherbet.
It's sherbet, right?
No, it's sherbet.
No, it's sherbet.
It's not sherbet.
Is it really not sherbet? Oh, my God.
I should really punch you now, because now you're probably just feigning dumb to kind of backpedal here.
Can I ask you a question about whether or not I'm a bad person? Related to the topic of whether or not I'm a bad person.
Do you want to ask the question first? Or are you asking if you can ask the question?
So Saturday was my nephew's first birthday party.
Oh, no.
Right?
This
so
horrible. Go on. Do you want a chair, by the way?
I prefer to stand. Thank you.
Okay.
So I went to his party, and it's like every party I go to at my brother's family's house. It's
yes.
Full of nice, wonderful people.
Yes.
Most of whom I don't really know, some of whom I know a little.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really comfortable in an environment in which people are sort of like always asking me the same questions that they asked me the last time I saw them.
Oh, right.
Like, when's the new commercial come out? And, you know, so what are you up to?
Right.
And so there's that, sort of
right.
like generally
right.
not feeling good about it. And then there's the thought about, like, well, you know, it's his first birthday party, right? So I have this obligation to go because it's his first birthday party. But
right.
nobody cares less about that than the baby, right? Because it has absolutely no meaning. In fact, he was crying almost the whole time because
he wanted to be in bed.
Why would a baby want, like, a whole bunch of strangers, like,
right.
coming over, making weird noises, patting him around, like, passing him off
their,
on each other?
Yeah, shoving their faces into his face.
Yeah, and yeah. then, you know, it, like... So anyway, so then the next day, I had this guy come and fix my heater because the heater broke, and he was supposed to come on Saturday, but I canceled because I went to this party. So he
right.
had known that I went to the party, so he asked me how it was, and I'm like, oh, it's fine. Actually, no, I had a horrible time. It just came out of my mouth like that, and I've been feeling guilty about it ever since because it's my, you know, my baby nephew's birthday party, and here I am
right.
being all negative about it.
Right.
But the truth is, it was a horrible time. It was
for you and for him.
For him mostly, and for me too, because it was sort of like, what am I doing here? You know, like this is not. I don't care about any of these people except, you know, my brother and his and his wife and maybe his immediate family. And if one more person asks me, you know, when am I going to see you on TV again? I think I'm going to go ballistic. I want to. It makes me want to quit the entire industry.
No, no, it's not that. It's that people with nothing going on in their lives love to ask questions because that's how you control a conversation and it keeps the focus off of them. So you should give it right back to them.
Well, I don't think it's...
So how's insurance?
Well, there's that. But I don't think it's any fault of theirs. I mean, it's
no.
Sort of like they never see me except when they see me at these events. So these events become repetitive to me and redundant.
They also don't know how in any other way to relate to you.
Well, I mean,
I thought they'd be talking about the whole marriage coming up because usually that's what people talk about ad nauseum.
Well, and there's that, right? I'm getting married in May, but then I also have to have this other reception on the East Coast for the people who aren't going to make it out to the wedding. And I don't really want to do it because I know it's going to be full of people I don't care about who are going to ask me questions I don't want to answer make references to my past that I don't want to experience at the wedding reception.
Aren't you open to caring about them a little bit? Maybe this is an opportunity where you could care about them
a little
more.
No, I've had a lifetime to do that, and it just hasn't happened.
Okay.
So I guess, I don't know, maybe that means I'm a bad person. I don't
no,
know.
Maybe it just means you need
to... individuals that I care about, but not entire groups of people, like second cousins, people I never see. Why should I suddenly treat them like they're close personal friends of mine? I never see them. Mm-hmm. You know.
Let's self-medicate.
What do you mean, with alcohol?
Whatever. What do we got here? What's in the fridge?
I don't know. I've been so good this year. I haven't been drinking.
So good this
smoking.
Year. What's today's the 22nd?
Hey, come on, man. Doing my best.
Let's put some music on and try to find a way to self-medicate.
All right. That sounds good. This is Katie Soljak. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Let me see. Oh, this is funny. I wanted to comment on this. This comes to us from New Zealand. And
well, they actually invested in postage to Los Angeles from New Zealand. That's commitment.
You can check out the MySpace. It's myspace.com/KATYSOLJAK band. And look at it. It has a little custom sticker on it.
Right.
And under description.
The description, what does it say?
One bear, like the animal. One book. Spoon. And I think the last word is wine. And it's listed as $56, $24, $20. $5 and $30, respectively. Take a look at this.
Oh, like in terms of like value?
I mean, it's just a CD in the package.
Right.
But she,
and it's a gift.
But it says that she shipped a gift of a bear,
and this cute
a spoon,
little envelope.
Wine, and a book, which is awesome.
Does that say wine or does that say love? I think she sent $30 of love.
You think?
Looks like love.
Well.
To you, that is wine.
That doesn't look like love. How does that look like love? Oh, well, maybe. If that
were
an L and that were an O and that were a V. I see.
You are a bad person, John.
I often get love and wine confused. This is
especially when you've drank wine, you think everything's love.
So forgive me if I'm not pronouncing this, because I think it might be Soljak. But anyway, this is Katie Soljak. And again, it's myspace.com/KatieSoljakBand. And here is a track entitled Old Wooden Radio. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Fresh sweet cut grass makes me think of your father, for there were times when you did that when you were around. Grapes on the vine, you on ripe tomatoes, crayfish in boiling water, and Old Spice galore. Reminds me of you. Reminds me of you. These things remind me of you. Drinking didn't start till dusk, deep in the garage cave, with its oil grease smell and nuts and bolts and odd shaped jars. And that old wooden radio, who was your favorite singer? I tried to sing like her. She singer for you, Father. Who was she? Writes to our mother on some days in the roar of the ocean. We like that about you. Watches you ride the surf ski you'd made, far out to the line where the sky meets the sea, and you weren't dad anymore, you were a dot on a line. And back you come with fish for all, one time you caught a baby shark and sliced it open on the warm sand.
On killradio.org. That was Katie Soljak. MySpace.com/KatieSoljakBand. KatySoljak band. Coming to us from Waiheke Island in New Zealand. Or Waiheke, New Zealand, which is very exciting. Thank you for sending your music to us all the way from there. She's got the album is The Madonna of God Zone. And, it's 14 tracks, so go to our MySpace page, check it out. Thank you for your submission. We'll put this in the killradio.org library. By the way, if you send us CDs, you can send it to the studio at Kill Radio is 3806 Beverly Boulevard, number 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And just put an attention here, or attention Mark and John, or attention John Hirschfield. I will take it. I will open it, I will play it, I will put it in the Kill Radio library, and I'll tell all the other Kill Radio DJs, there's about 40 of us, to take a look at it as well.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's one of the great things about this show is I found stuff that I like that kind of fits into my more narrow universe of the music I play on my show on Fridays. So it's great.
Yes.
And yes, other DJs
your show is
doing that too.
Your show is called Close Your Eyes.
Close Your Eyes, Fridays.
Let's do each other's shows. Okay. Your show is on Close Your Eyes. It's Friday.
Yeah, you do me, I'll do you.
From noon to two. Don't get gay about it. And it's a spiritual enlightenment education show.
Yes.
In which you talk about spirituality and its various forms and meditation and just thinking about your life and how you can improve it using your using thinking and using feeling.
Yes.
It's not too heady and pedantic or sycophantic
pithy.
Or psychopathic. No. It's and in between your lovely lectures, if you will. You play some pretty damn cool music, some minimal house and some acid jazz and some experimental
stuff. I do not play
stuff.
Acid jazz.
You don't play any acid jazz?
No.
You gave me a CD that had, like, I don't know, had an Amon Tobin on it. I guess he's not technically acid jazz.
Amon Tobin is
trip-hop.
He's like...
I would say acid jazz and trip-hop is a thin line. I just mean music that has sort of like a jazz element to it.
Sometimes.
But okay, it's true. You don't play it. You play mostly minimal house, experimental.
Electronica stuff.
Down-tempo,
yeah.
Electro.
And old, weird
stuff.
Old stuff. Yeah.
So it's a music show. It's a philosophy show.
Yeah.
It's actually a nice show to listen to.
Thank you.
To. That's Fridays, noon to
yes.
2. It's called Close Your Eyes. And you have a MySpace page for that, too.
Yeah. Horrible name, yeah. MySpace.com/close_your_eyes_1. The number one. Close
yeah.
_your_eyes_1.
Just go to MySpace.com/kill_radio.
And you'll see it.
And you'll see it and click on it.
I gotta change that
photo of me. I'm tired
of
the word underscore.
I am too.
All right.
So, and then, John, you have a show on Thursdays. It's called Is Good. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And I believe the first hour you show, you DJ, right?
That is correct.
And you DJ a somewhat mix of music. It seems to be kind of a certain realm of, like, electronica and house.
I don't. I almost never play house. I'm not a big fan of house.
And I never play acid jazz.
I know. I play, yeah. It's electronica, acid jazz. I play a lot of singer-songwriter stuff, indie rock.
And then you always play a band live next and you interview them.
Always.
And always with very thoughtful questions. That's one thing that I've always been very impressed when I've seen you do it in here. You always ask really good questions. I'm like clueless. I'm just like, I just want to make them feel comfortable. So I say something funny. But you, on the other hand, you're like thought-provoking. You make them think, and I'm the yippy dog.
I make them think so I don't have to.
And that, again, is on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific time.
Yeah, and you can go to isgoodmusic.com. That'll forward you to my MySpace.
Yep.
And I got all sorts of goodies there for you. And there's also a couple of events coming up. I have an isgoodmusic.com presents event coming up this, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, January 30th at the Lava Lounge,
mm-hmm.
which is closing for good.
Right.
Lava Lounge is shutting its doors after 13 years of making itself a small independent music venue for
right.
a lot of indie artists in Hollywood. So I have a flyer at isgoodmusic.com. You can check it out. Three awesome bands are playing, Divisible, Firebug, and Brutus Gets the Girl. They've all played live at Kill Radio. Also, the boys from Network 23 on Sundays, Ramon and Sam, 2:30 to 4 on Sundays, their show. They're going to be guest DJing alongside myself.
Cool.
So it's only a $5 cover, so come by and say goodbye to Lava Lounge and see some really good some good bands.
Is Leisure Suite this weekend or is it next weekend?
Yeah, Leisure Suite is the 27th, Saturday the 27th.
So this Saturday.
Yeah, we were the last Friday of every month, and now we're the last Saturday of every month.
And that's at Bar 107 downtown, 4th Street between Main and Spring.
Yeah, and that's a DJ gig that I do with a fellow Kill Radio DJ, Starsky
yep.
Suave. Starsky handles the 70s disco, funk, soul, and R&B, and I handle the 80s old school hip hop, indie rock, and abstract miscellanea. And it's actually a really fun party.
Yeah.
It's always very well attended, and Bar 107 is a really fun place to hang out and drink. It's a very drink oriented bar, and
yes.
I know that sounds redundant, but some bars are not as drink oriented as others.
No.
And I think of Bar 107 as a very drinking bar.
Yes.
All right.
I think it's because in that space, in that place, they've been drinking there for about 100 years now.
Seriously?
That's been a bar for 100 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it always called Bar 107?
No. Before it was Bar 107, it was a place called The Score. It was this old gay bar, like with blackened windows, the kind that I'm sure police raided all the time, you know?
Is that a gay bar that's been around for a while, or is that a bar for old gay men?
It was both.
Ah.
Yes.
Excellent.
On that note, you ready for music?
Yes.
Good.
What do you got?
We're
going to
play
some
bands that we've played before. This is Dan Wheatley out of Denver. MySpace.com/Dan's Company. A song called Take Me Away. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. We'll be right back. That was a fun ending.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yes, you are. That was Obus with a song called Acid. They're out of Columbus, Ohio. MySpace.com/Obus Machine. Again, before that, we heard Dan Wheatley out of Denver. Take Me Away was the track. MySpace.com/Dan's Company.
I think it was a part of that Obus song where it sounded like he actually took the microphone and swallowed it.
Mm.
And you know, was, hearing, was singing as it was going down his esophagus.
Yeah, and I heard the stomach acid. That's a kind of a well-known technique in that genre of music.
Stomach acid house?
Yes.
Awesome.
Stomach acid metal.
Acid post. Do you know the difference between hardcore and post-hardcore?
I really don't. I don't know if I care to. Do you wish to explain it?
I don't know the difference, except I'm assuming one occurred later than the other.
That's the one thing we can probably agree upon and would be right about.
I have some more music for you. We should really get going because we started late.
Yes.
And I have lots of music to play. You still have more music to play. So,
yes.
This is an act called Warm Climate. You can check them out by going to myspace.com/warmclimate. And it says here, Warm Climate is a duo from Los Angeles, California, which I've heard is a lovely town.
It is from the times I visited there.
We've been
there.
Playing a lot of local music today, which
today,
is awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
And I like how we've been like feigning that, oh, we didn't do it on purpose. You know, we're not like, oh, we need to shove in some more L.A. bands.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's great.
We didn't do that at all. No, no, no. It just happened.
People
John.
In L.A. hear about Kill Radio because we're based in L.A. They're more likely to hear about Kill Radio. And then they go, oh, well, how can I send music to Kill Radio? And then someone like me says, well, you should send it to our submission show. They'll take care of you. And, you know, I'm, of course, speaking of myself in the third person.
Using
the royal we. Warm Climate is a duo from Los Angeles, California. They've been known to – this is funny. They've been known to play songs, document the sounds of volcanic ash, and perform selections from Stockhausen's Osten Siebenhagen. That's all I have to say about that. So I'm going to give it a play here. MySpace.com/Warm Climate. This is Warm Climate. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Thank you.
That was Warm Climate. Sorry, I know I screwed up the middle of that song by trying to cue up the next track. But that was pretty damn cool experimental stuff. You can check them out, myspace.com/warmclimate. And they have a CD called Forced Spring for Rising Tide. So go ahead and check that out. Now I'm going to play for you a band called Montoya. You can check them out by going to myspace.com/MontoyaBand, MontoyaBand. They come to us from Washington State, and they sound like this.
She pulled a hammer on her nickel plated gun. Black domino. She shot her daddy-o in the studio by the radio. Black domino in stereo by the radio. Said I wasn't petrified. You know, women like her, they never, never bluff. I promised her riches, she promised me dirty things. So I fell for her lies and she fell for my sins. I dropped to my knees and cried, although I knew I was lost from the start. Her lips moved, what she said, I don't know. The last thing I saw was the head of her muscle blow. Black domino, she shot her daddy, oh.
That was Montoya, and now I'm going to play a track from a CD that was slipped to Bennett, fellow Kill Radio DJ, at the Echo Benefit concert last Thursday. This is a band called Loose Ties, and you know, there's something special about a submission that actually goes from one hand to the other without traveling through space and time. So this is Loose Ties. You can check them out, myspace.com/looseties. They're a local Los Angeles act, and they sound like this.
Someone to put it.
Here on killradio.org. Welcome back. That was Loose Ties. We listened to Loose Ties, Montoya, and Warm Climate. Congratulations. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org, the greatest submission show in the universe.
Yeah, who just awarded this that? It was
us?
No.
It was the Us Awards.
Yeah. No, it was
oh, and we also got a Golden Globe.
Clear Channel also gave us an award.
Fear Channel? Crack Channel? You're listening to killradio.org. We are live.
We are. And it's been a deathly kind of awakening to life today.
Yeah, it's been a
Hence
crazy
why it's
show.
It's after 2 o'clock and we still got some music to go.
But we're going to stick around. We're going to stay late and
to
we're not
going to
get overtime.
No.
Really, we're not going to get any pay at all.
No.
But especially no overtime.
No.
So I hope you appreciate it.
Wait, hold on. Let's explain that. Why is it that we get no overtime, John? Are we paid for this?
No.
Because we're like non-profit and non-commercial. So how does the station run?
It doesn't. It runs by people sending us well, it runs
now,
by dues
all,
paying their members.
Yeah, let's explain that. We're all in a sense,
dues.
Volunteers and activists, DJs, who do shows, a variety of shows.
Like
you check
activist
out
DJ. It reminds me of like activist judges. Like
right.
I spin records so that gay people can marry.
Yeah,
I'm an
me
activist
too.
DJ.
I do it on purpose. Because I think the way our music laws are set up.
Yes, we are all activist DJs devoted to the dissemination of alternative news and media. Alternative
that,
to the corporate structure. That
yeah,
is.
Alternative separate from that corporate gobbledygook.
But hey, if you want to listen to the same 5 songs over and over again, go ahead and turn on the regular radio.
Right.
That's cool too.
Right. So what Kill Radio is about, and you can find out more by going to killradio.com.org.
You don't even know, do you?
Yeah, and then click on the link that says About Us. You can find out more about Kill Radio. So we're here on our own time, basically. Well, actually,
yeah.
We're
actually paying to be here.
Be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're paying our dues.
And we make up the difference with generous donations that happen on occasion. Benefit concerts, like
right.
the one we had last Thursday with the Central
right.
Second Collective at the Echo, which was awesome. And yeah, if you want to donate anything, any amount at all, you can just do so by, you can go to KRadio.org and click on the button on the left that says donate. There's a link. Or you can just PayPal kr.finance@gmail.com. We certainly would appreciate.
Wait, isn't it kr-finance?
No, it used to be. It changed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that's that if you want to donate. We are a project under a nonprofit, which means we can't technically sell anything anyway, so we kind of rely on donations to help us upgrade the equipment. And if you've been listening for the past 3 hours, you know that our equipment desperately needs to be upgraded. So.
Or used properly.
Yeah.
So on that note, why don't we go to music?
Sounds like a plan.
This is a band called The Syndrome, song called Groovin' Turkey, and after three emails, I don't know where they're from.
Good.
I don't know anything about them. I have an email address, groovinturkey@yahoo.com. That's groovin without the second G, groovinturkey@yahoo.com. You're listening to killradio.org. Here.
Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
I can't hear me.
On killradio.org. This is where it all happens, folks.
It really does.
People send us music. We play it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all there is to it. We are a submission show.
That was Ravenous Jim with a song called Fire in My Guts. He's out of Jamestown, Ohio, myspace.com/ravenousjim. Before that, once again, The Syndrome, song called Groovin' Turkey. Don't know where they're from or if they have a MySpace page or even a web address, but we do have an email address. You can say, hey, where are you from? Groovin' Turkey. Groovin' with just one G. GroovinTurkey@yahoo.com. John?
That would be funny if they were from Turkey. That's all I'd say about that. All right, so I'm going to play some punk rock for you and some other stuff. This is a band called The Destroyed. Hasn't been around very long. Started in 1977. Okay, so I guess they've been around for a while, which is cool. They've been described as the American Sex Pickles.
What?
American Sex Pistols is what was supposed to come out of my mouth, and I said American Sex Pickles for some reason. I don't know if I'm hungry or what.
That's a great name for a band.
It is. Anyway, sorry about that. That was really weird. Anyway, Indie Rock S called them the American Sex Pistols. I'm looking at this one sheet full of incredibly glowing reviews of this this album, Russian Roulette. I like this one from deadtided.com. I didn't think drum solos were part of the punk mentality, but I guess when you're Bert Switzer, you can do anything you damn well please. Bert Switzer is the drummer for this band. He sent us this CD, so let's go ahead and play this. I'm going to play The Destroyed. Then I'm going to play a band from the UK called The Rodents. And I'm going to end it with Beware of Safety, which I tried to play at the beginning of the show, but we were having technical difficulties, so I'm going to throw that on at the end. And then we'll be done because we're already almost, 20-something minutes later than normal. And we have to get back to our fake lives and our unreal jobs. So you're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. This is The Destroyed.
Until the night I feel like I'm number one.
We'll be right back.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
You're listening to KellRadio.org's All Submission Show called Hear, Hear.
It is called that.
Yeah. We've been doing this since March. Every CD and almost every MP3
yeah.
that's come through, come to Kill Radio, has been played on this show since
right.
March. Well, it's almost a year now.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
We should totally decorate the studio for our anniversary party, John.
Absolutely.
I see streamers.
It's been a good year so far.
And maybe a pinata. I love pinatas.
You would.
I would.
We were just listening to Beware of Safety, an instrumental rock act, if you hadn't figured that out. They have an EP coming out January 30th. I'm holding it in my hand right now. It's called It Is Curtains. And thank you, Beware of Safety, for sending that. To us, we were happy to play it. Sorry, I tried to play it earlier in the show, but we were having technical difficulties.
We tried to play it like 3 times earlier
in
the show.
Yeah,
now
it's officially been played, and that's good. And before that, we're listening to – oh, by the way, I don't know if it's at myspace.com/beware of safety. And before that, we're listening to the Rodents.net, myspace.com/the Rodents, which I rather enjoyed. And before that, The Destroyed with their album Russian Roulette. And you can check them out, myspace.com/thedestroyed or thedestroyed.com. That's a punk band that's been doing music since the 1970s, which some of you may not know was long ago.
Yep.
So there you go with that.
Yes.
So we have one more set of music to play.
Yeah, we do.
So that we can let you go.
It's a band out of Australia. I don't know what time it is in Australia now, but I don't even know if they're still listening. But it's a band called Hotel Wrecking City Traders. We got 2 songs from them. Just going to say it. This first track is called Get High Motherfucker.
Woohoo!
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Here, here.
5, 4, 3.
And we're back. Hello.
And we're back. Hello. You're listening here on Co-Radio.
John, that was a great track. I hope you liked it. Yeah. Yes. That was Hotel Wrecking City Traders out of Australia.
Bye, Hotel.
That was a song called Sutter Kane. And then before that, we heard Get High, Motherfucker. And they're out of Australia. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Hotel Wrecking City Traders.
Here with Mark and John.
And Trisha.
And Trisha. And Stacy from La Cañada.
La Cañada Flint Ridge. Do you know it's actually La Cañada Flint Ridge you're supposed to say? It's like, for some reason, it's La
Cañada
hyphen Flint Ridge.
And there's something else after that.
Los Angeles County, USA.
I don't know.
But no, it's weird, like, because...
if you're like,
La Cañada and Flint Ridge, how do those two go together?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
They've agreed to go along together.
They've maybe, yeah, they've united.
My God, I can hear your little girl voice in the monitors in the other room.
And it's oddly really disturbing. Fascinating in a sexual way, isn't it, John?
No, it is not. And that has been another disturbing episode
yes.
of Mystery Here Here Theater on killradio.org. Well, thank you, by the way, to the Hotel Wrecking City Traders. Beware
yeah,
of safety.
You.
The Rodents, the Destroyed, Ravenous Jim, The Syndrome, Loose Ties, Montoya, Warm Climate, Obus, Dan Wheatley, Katie Soljak, 905th Brigade, Dread Days, Seven Octaves, Skylar Stone Street, James Monahan, and us, without whom none of this would be possible. And killradio.org. And, you know, let me just thank the Central Second Collective again, yeah. just for the hell of it, for putting on the benefit show at the Echo.
And let's thank Josh for coming in and helping us figure out.
For saving our asses once again.
Hence why we're 45 minutes over time today yeah. with the show, technically, in terms of time. So, yeah, we survived once again. We persevered. We didn't give up. Tantrums were thrown, but we didn't give up. I went across the street to have mine, and I satisfied my, you know, frustration by eating a whole thing of donuts.
I had a meltdown. I threw a chair through a window.
Is that why it's so breezy in here?
Uh-huh.
I didn't even notice.
I
thought the glass was just clean.
I hit a fruit stand on Vermont.
I thought just the glass was totally clean. A
yeah.
fruit stand on Vermont. Those poor Central Americans you killed.
I didn't kill anyone.
Okay, they killed themselves because they were maimed so poorly afterwards. Like, there's no way I'm going to survive this. And they just went blam.
No, nobody was hurt. What are
okay,
you talking
okay.
about?
Okay, okay. I was on the street. You were up here in your ivory tower.
That's the first time I've ever heard the Kill Radio studio called an ivory tower.
I know.
All right, that's it. We'll be back next week, hopefully. We'll see with more music from the mailman and beyond. And
I won't be here.
Why won't you be there?
I'm not going to be here.
All right. Well, there might be a scheduling conflict, so we're not sure if we're going to be here next Monday with more music from the mailman and beyond. But that just means that all the music that we have we'll keep until we play it the week after that.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll let you know. In the meantime, drop by myspace.com/hearhear, which is HEAR_HERE. Tell us what you think of the show, or don't. That'd be even better. and submit your music. You can send us CDs to the station. You can send MP3s to Mark. And all the information you need is on that website. So enjoy that.
Yeah, again, myspace.com/hear_HERE. All the submissions info's there. And we'd be glad to play ya.
Wow, sounds exactly like what I just now said.
I just thought I would say
so
it again,
glad
say
I have
it again.
Co-host.
I thought I'd say it again, because it would be helpful.
Are you
helpful,
my co-host or am I your co-host? Let's argue and fade out while we're arguing.
Okay.
And you know another thing, I've been meaning to tell you.
I don't know, I don't like
think,
the word
I don't
co-host.
Think, no, because
why do
if you
make
say
it
that way,
that?
It makes it sound like
no,
it's kind of...